energetic show today, and the way that you can listen to it always is Obie and Ashley on the podcast, and that's available on the K92.3 app.
And don't forget, we get personal here, you know, real life situations. Obie's daughter, 9 years old, and him feeling like, hey, you shouldn't be wearing that just yet.
Yeah, well, and let's talk about Central Florida being on the map with that space launch.
There is an electricity in the air. It's very exciting. It's history in the making, and this is what's going to blast us off into a great rest of 2020.
Love it. That, you're doing the right things, second date update, all in this podcast that starts right now.
This is your national anthem with Obie and Ashley on K92.3.
All right, so with today's national anthem, we thought that it would be a great idea to send it out to all those hands on deck for whether it's SpaceX, whether it's NASA, whether you work for the visitor center. Heck, even if you're just helping get parking in order for people who want to see the launch a little bit later, hopefully it goes down. That's who we want to give some love to today.
Well, and you got to think about just not only, I keep mentioning like the suspense of the astronauts, but to be the person whose hands it is in to make this rocket go up, to know there's human lives on it, to know it's so much history, that is so much pressure, so much stress, but obviously you have the best of the best over there at Cape Canaveral, and it's just going to be legendary. And of course, if all things go well as far as the weather and it gets up in the air today, it's history, and we're going to be all over the news.
Yeah, what a great moment to share with your kids. You know, this is something patriotic, futuristic.
And we're going to be checking in with this stuff all morning long, because there's going to be all kinds of build-up, you know, leading up to the big launch.
So again, because there's so many layers to this sweet onion, we want to give love to all those involved from Obie and Ashley with the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the
So today, what an amazing day, okay? So let's give you a couple of updates as we try to keep you entertained, informed. First of all, that second date update, the guy who wore the mask, like, just again.
I mean, everyone's all over the page right now with masks.
So those second dates, they're still coming through as we're going to give you an update here, because today's a big day, especially if you're over on the coast. You know that the traffic's going to start to kick up a little bit.
So exciting, though, for history in the making.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to WDBO's Shauna Vicker here in just about 10 minutes, as we have eyes and ears out there.
Yeah, she's out there on site.
Yeah, so she's going to talk about what parking's going to be like for those of you who want to be part of this launch at 4:33. By the way, it's so funny that they pinpoint a time like 4:33. If it doesn't happen at 4:33, it's not happening
today. Exactly, because, you know, back in the day, there used to be windows, but now that with this technology and whatnot and the orbital and all of these things that have to do with science, they pinpoint the exact time, and if it doesn't happen today again because of weather or whatnot, they'll go to Saturday, and then if not that, then Sunday. But I'm going out there with Matt, my husband, and I posted last night on my Facebook page saying, hey, anyone have any suggestions on the little off the beaten path places.
That's what you want. That's what you want.
Yeah, and I got a lot of great responses because, I mean, it is going to be, people are saying, I mean, it's history. People want to be out there. I also heard from a guy from Space Florida who said, yes, they get it. You know, there's been different people who said, be careful because of COVID. There's a lot of just... you know, precautionary that they're trying to take, but they get that people are going to want to be out there to witness this.
Sure, man. It's, you know, if for us right now, you know, especially with this country being so wonky and, well, let's say the planet, first of all, and then this country, it's a great time for us to kind of back something up like this. I think what I like is that my kids, you know, they don't really know anything about you know, maybe they've seen it on TV, but today we're really going to make a big stink out of it just because, you know, you should be proud to be an American.
Yeah, and your kids, what, the oldest is 9? 10?
10.
So this will be the first one for them, really, that in their lifetime so far that they even can grasp what's happening, that there are people, Americans, being launched into space from American soil. So that's history for them, for sure. A lot of people with kids that age.
Yeah. So, again, if you were planning on going out there, 4:33 is the time. Now, if you're somebody who's like, man, it's going to be packed, which it may be. Don't forget, the president of the United States is going to be here for this. So it will be an event. But just know that we've got some more information. If you wanted to head out there, we're going to give you the tips and tricks coming up here in 10 minutes. Jonna.
Hey, I got you now.
Yeah, all right. So let's talk about how your morning's been.
Hey, good. It poured, but other than that, we're dry and happy right now.
So since we're all Floridians, let's predict this weather. We think the rain's done now, right?
Yes. I was looking on the radar, and there was one cell, and it was a whopper, but it has passed. We are trying to dry out. The ground is wet, of course, but hopefully the sky is clearing. I can see some blue skies from here. I'm at the port right now, and hopefully that is the way things will be for the rest of the day.
Can you paint a picture for where you are just for us? Because a lot of our listeners are like, okay, well, where's she even at? You know, how close is it? What's it going to look like if we're trying to get out there?
Actually, it's not too bad because of the rain. I just spoke with one of the sheriff officers on patrol, and Jetty Park is right next door to me. I'm actually at the Freddie Park boat launch because Jetty Park is only open to annual pass holders, and they were only let 50% capacity. They're going to stop everybody after they're at 50%. But right now, there are 80 folks in there, and they have room for 160 more. So that's good news for anyone who still wants to head out. Yeah. And now where I'm at the boat ramp, there is some car parking, so they will allow cars until that is full, and then the rest of it is trailer parking only. But we're pretty empty over here right now. The good news, the best news of the morning for me personally, was the bathrooms are open and operating.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
What's the energy feel like this morning? Like, I know that there is an energy in the air, like a certain electricity, right?
Yeah. There's obviously a lot of caution with all the officers around, but the folks I've talked to out here are just so excited. I talked to a couple of guys who actually spent the night in their car out here because they didn't want to lose their spot. One of them used to work for NASA back in the day, and he's very excited, dressed up with his patriotic tie on. Another family came down from North Carolina. They've been here since about 6 a.m., and they've got their flags flying, and they said they're in it for the long haul no matter what.
Shauna, you're an amazing individual. How does this affect your patriotism?
You know, it's like you said, there is an electricity in the air. It's very exciting. I can't wait to see this happen. It's history in the making, and it's like this is what's going to bring America out of the sort of depressing start of 2020. I feel like this is what's going to blast us off into a great rest of 2020. At least I'm really hoping that's what's going to happen. And this is what America needs right now. We need two heroes going up to the space station for us right now. And I'm just hoping it goes off without a hitch.
Yeah, us too. I'm planning on driving out there, but not until after our morning show, which is obviously going to be a little while. So any advice for people that do plan on coming but can't get out there until, you know, until a few hours?
I would go south. The crowds will definitely be heading to Cocoa because it's closer, but you can still see it from south. Go to Satellite Beach, go to Melbourne Beach.
Okay.
Right in those areas. Nice. Yeah. If you can't make it here, they will be patrolling on 528 and Highway A1A. I don't know exactly how that's going to work because I came up Highway A1A. But yeah, so if you're worried about it and you're leaving late, I would go down to the Pineda Causeway or even the Ugali Causeway and head that way.
Alrighty, okay. Very helpful.
Yeah, a wealth of information. You are a Florida treasure. It's a pleasure to work with you. Shauna Vicker from DBO, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All right. So we are so excited in here about the launch today, of course. That is scheduled for 4:33. And there's no window. So back in the day, there used to be like, well, it'll either go off between this time and this time. But no, 4:33 or not. So we are so excited. And I did post, there's a link if you want to watch the launch online, virtually, from home, wherever. We have it up on the K92.3 website.
That's what we're going to do at home. Yeah.
Super, super easy. Now, this is interesting. Tonight at 8 p.m., something I think we're all going to want to watch is Carrie Underwood and her husband, Mike Fisher, opening up about their love life, their faith, and their life. And it's just a really, really deep segment, especially knowing she did have 3 miscarriages. She's talked about it a little bit here and there, but this is part of the trailer.
We just differ drastically.
I always wanted, you know, lots of kids.
I was never good with other people's kids. Why would I be good with one of my own?
She's like, I lost the baby. And I was like, again?
Wow.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you hear that and it gives you goosebumps to see just everything that they're going to open up about. And it's interesting to hear from both of them together in these scenarios. And it's part of the I Am Second series.
Well, and how important is it to hear these stories from other people, right? Because you may be going through your own scenario and you're like, no one else understands. And,
yes.
And to see Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher, we're talking about champions. Champions.
Well, and I love the fact where she even admits, she's like, her and Mike, we differ drastically. She goes, and I was never good with other kids. I didn't think I would be good with kids. So it is interesting because a lot of people will look at Carrie and be like, wow, what a perfect mom. She's always on the road and doing this and that.
Sure.
So tonight, 8 o'clock, what's interesting about this is it's not being broadcast on TV. It is a web series. So we have that posted for you on the K92.3 website, the Facebook page, but that will be at 8 o'clock and it's going to be a 4-part series. So love that. And this was big news yesterday. Interesting to see how artists are trying to come up with ways to perform, right? So Alan Jackson is going to perform a pair of shows next month in Alabama as he launches his first ever small town drive-in concerts, which, you know, this song's coming your way. I love this song. It's one of my favorites. I just love Alan.
Hey, and this is a great time for him to do this resurgence.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is it's going to be so minimal. You know, only so many people can fit. Approximately 2,000 parked vehicles, and it's going to be $99 for per vehicle up to 2 passengers. Any additional passengers for $40. But people at this point, because it is so slim, you know, they're saying a portion of the proceeds will go to various charities. So that's Alan Jackson making those drive-in moves. And also Kane Brown, he just keeps releasing these teasers of songs, right? You know, these CDs, like back in the day where you had to wait for the CD to come out, just is not the world we're living in. So Kane Brown giving us a little taste of a song called Worship that he actually wrote about his wife.
Don't get me wrong, I'm a God-fearing Christian man, but if you're a religion man, then I don't know.
I like how these guys are, because if you can imagine being an artist, right, and you do a painting in your art room, and it's so beautiful, and you're like, I got to show somebody.
Yeah.
I got to show somebody. Well, these artists are able to do that with their music.
Right, and social media. Anything can just be out there immediately now.
Right.
But you can see all this online at K92.3Orlando.com.
All right, that's our man Luke Bryan right here on K92.3. All right, so I am appealing to you as a father, okay? I've got this daughter who's 9 years old. She hangs out with other girls, and some of the girls are, you know, maybe 12, 13. And so she wants to dress like these girls. So she is buying, or with mom's help, she's buying clothes that she's wearing not the way that they're supposed to, okay? So like these tube tops, she's wearing them with like a strap down, you know? And like, and these flowy pants that she's buying now too, she wears them at a certain place where you can see the belly button. And to me, I'm walking around the house and I'm trying my hardest not to be so grumpy that it makes her want to rebel against me and do this when I'm not around, right?
Right.
But I'm also at the same time, I'm like, oh my God, I'm experiencing this woman growing before my eyes.
Well, and this is a fun conversation because you got me in here and then you got morning show producer in here who's about 10 years younger than I am. And so when it comes to dads, like, it's an interesting, because she's probably not going to care. Like, just to be, realistically, especially if she's only 9 right now, wait till she's 13.
She's going to wear whatever she wants to wear.
But at the same time, I mean, are you and mom on the same page about it?
Yeah. We're on the same page. I think mom is a little more like, she's just, you know, she's just discovering herself. Like, she's discovering her fashion and, you know, and whatnot. And to me, I'm like, yeah, well, we need to set some standards. Set some standards right now. I mean, morning show producer Chloe, you just went to the beach with your dad. And even at the age of 23...
Right. I saw him this weekend and I walked out in a little skimpy. I mean, it wasn't skimpy. Skimpy type of swimsuit for him. And he was like, you need to go change right now. I see too much of your butt. That is inappropriate. And I'm 23. So for you doing this to your daughter at 9, it is totally understandable. So
especially
don't feel guilty.
9. Yeah. Like, I'm totally with you. I feel like, again, not being a parent, I can only imagine 9. Like, if she's walking in public with her belly out and this
Well, and you brought up a good point, Ashley, that when you were 9 years old in that year was different than 9 years old today.
So I was just telling Obi this because I feel like, and it's not even like I feel like, no, it's definitely fact that what kids are wearing these days, I see them walking out of middle school and I'm like, I was wearing that maybe my senior year of high school. It's just like a totally different day and age. And I can only imagine what parents have to do these days and how you feel. And and that is your reality of like, yep, that's what they're wearing.
Well, listen, as a young man, you love it. You
of
love
course
it.
They do.
But now that I know better, I know. Okay, so this was my conversation with my 9-year-old daughter last night on her fashion and trendiness.
Baggy sweatpants are really in style, so that's why I got mine. And crop tops, yeah.
Okay, if you could wear whatever you wanted, and let's forget that I'm your dad. Like, let's just think about, like, if you could wear whatever you wanted, like, what kind of outfits would you be putting together?
So crop tops and like tank tops are getting back in style, and so are fanny packs. So maybe like a crop top and a fanny pack like sewed together. Yeah, I might do that one day. Boots, big knee boots that like go up to your knees.
Very trendy. Yeah.
Do you think I'm pretty hip?
What does that mean?
Do you think I'm like a cool guy?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, but she's 9. She's not wearing boots up to her knees, right?
No.
Right.
Is that even in
In
stone?
Her defense, everything she is talking about is super trendy and things I wear right now. So good for her.
Same,
she
though.
Is fashion
Same.
Forward.
I'm 32, not 9.
How does she know this, though? Is
she's
that, what,
trendy.
Disney Channel?
I mean, it's got to be. Yeah, it is. It's all over TV,
Disney
social
Channel.
Media,
oh,
YouTube.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I'd love to hear from my dads. 844-254-9232. How you looking over there with your tarp situation, your generator situation? Do you have enough batteries just in case the lights go out during hurricane season?
I know, it's crazy. That's, if you've watched the news at all, kind of been one of those side lingering things that it's coming June 1st. So as we're like excited for the launch day, all this good stuff. Also just noticing that this weekend is tax-free.
Man, that's going to be a big relief.
Yeah, but it's just for hurricane supplies. So that's a bit confused with like the back-to-school tax-free shopping weekend. So all the items you can get tax-free this weekend up on our website right now.
Ashley in the morning.
Man, how important is it that we use this platform, right? So this way we can kind of push that positivity. There's enough of that negative going around that we've got people doing the right thing.
Well, and this is really cool because I did just see it on the news last night, and it was everything going on with the launch and the people that it involves. So it's not just, right? It's not just the astronauts that are in there. There's a whole team. Think about the weather. So they spotlighted 4 meteorologists with the National Weather Service in Melbourne, 4 females. So as 2 men are going in this rocket, you got 4 females holding it down, keeping an eye on everything going on in the skies. to make it, make sure that it is able to take off, right? To make sure the conditions are right.
Sure.
And what's really cool, so Melissa Watson, Jesse Smith, Cassie Lehigh, and Chrissy Negron. And it was so cool hearing their different stories because, you know, one of them was saying, Cassie was saying that, you know, it takes physics 1 and 2, calculus, all the way up to calculus 4 with ordinary differential equations. All these big words, right, that you and I are probably like, okay, yeah, I have no idea what that means. But everything has to be so perfect, and they are the experts that are make that call on whether or not that weather is, you know, in the right condition.
It's funny, as you talk about this, like, I'm so grateful that God gives us all these different gifts, because to those women, you were talking about calculus. You were talking about, like, those are the things that I was like, I'm not going to study this. I'm never going to have to use this.
Change my major if that's required.
Meanwhile, these women, it was their passion to learn that. Absolutely. So this way they could help in this fashion. So I think it's so awesome that you've got people who want to learn all these different skills. Yeah, I don't want to learn that.
I know. And they're the experts at it. And one of them was actually saying, too, that she wanted to be an astronaut when she was in second grade. And she kept thinking to herself, wow, now I live on the Space Coast and have a direct connection to the launches at Kennedy Space Center. So very, very cool. Love hearing these stories right here locally in our backyard, and that is doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing, brought to you by Del Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing
on K92.3.
That was another Obi and Ashley episode, and we appreciate you for your time, the friends and family that you've shared this podcast with. I mean, now we're heard all over the world. And if you wanted more, we have our Obi and Ashley Unfiltered podcast. You may have some passionate language in there and a lot of content that we just don't have time to cover on the show. So that's the Obi and Ashley Unfiltered podcast. And one last message with a ton of genuineness. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for sharing your valuable time with us.